If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Good morning, I'm back, and so are Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram. Though I bet there was less fake news, less rumors, and less of fake influencers putting up fake images for the few hours that the most killer apps of the planet were down and out. A very good morning today to all those who stand alone and stand tall. Say your words, do your deeds, and shape your and the world's destiny each day, every day, come rain or sunshine. You could be an entrepreneur, a freelancer, a sportsman, a social activist, a dreamer, a politician, or maybe just one person who just wants to do right and stick by good, even when the world doesn't want it, doesn't know it wants it, or is conspiring to keep you down. Let your boulevard of dreams not be broken, trampled, or stifled. No one responds to your call, then go your own way alone. As the famous line by Rabindranath Tagore goes, Chori tor dakshune kyuna ase, tobi ekla chalo re. If they answer not to your call, walk alone. If they are afraid and cower mutely facing the wall, O thou unlucky one, open your mind and speak out alone. If they turn away and desert you when crossing the wilderness, O thou unlucky one, trample the thorns under thy tread, and along the bloodline track, travel alone. If they shut doors and do not hold up the light when the night is troubled with storm, O thou unlucky one, with the thunder flame of pain, ignite your own heart, and let it burn alone. It is 4th of July, while one democracy celebrates its Independence Day with Trump hogging all limelight, the other democracy is either letting go of its dependence on one family that had hogged the limelight for generations, or, simply putting, the India project of a secular Indian state is now nearing its deathbed. My fight has never been a simple battle for political power. I have no hatred or anger towards the BJP, but every living cell in my body instinctively resists the idea of India. Rahul Gandhi goes out, but not down, it seems. As he stuck to his resignation as the leader of Congress Party, the principal opposition, a lawyer activist Apar Gupta, summed it up right with the letter that he had written. Well-worded, powerful letter indicates that the larger challenge is not the electoral victory or loss, but safeguarding our constitutional democratic framework, which rests on the independence of institutions. Hope this sentiment is matched in words and actions. I stood alone, the letter reads, and yes, he did. At no point did you hear anyone else taking the attack to the RSS, the religious body whose aim was never to have India and still remains to destroy India that was built by the forefathers who actually fought for the nation's independence. So what is in store for Rahul Gandhi? Well, a lot of defamation suits to begin with. He is set to appear before a Mumbai court along with CPM Chief Sitaram Yechuri today in response to a defamation complaint for linking activist Gauri Lankesh's murder with BJP and RSS's ideology. Rahul will next appear before a Patna court on the 6th of July in connection with a defamation case filed against him by Deputy Chief Minister Sushil Kumar Modi for asking why all thieves have Modi as their title. He will appear before an Ahmedabad court on the 9th of July for his murder-accused reference to BJP Chief Amit Shah. And on 12 July, he will appear before another Gujarat court in suits filed by the Ahmedabad District Cooperative Bank. And since today's editorial is dedicated to all those who walk alone, let's head to that fierce woman, Bengal Tigress as she's been called, who has not shied away from calling a spade, and a right-wing asshole, a right-wing asshole. And this time she has actually was quoting the author. If a middle finger to Arnab was just an appetizer, then her speech on the seven signs of fascism that has entered the parliamentary record was a course that was a lesson on how to tackle the professional hecklers. Now, so unnerved were the professional hecklers that they started shouting, plagiarism, plagiarism, pretty rich coming from those who have never had any original thought, let alone understand what the word plagiarism means. Plagiarism is when one does not disclose one's source. My source, as mentioned categorically in my speech, was the poster from the Holocaust Museum created by the political scientist Dr. Lawrence W. Britt, pointing out the 14 signs of early fascism. I found 7 signs relevant to India and spoke at length about each of them. This is what Mahua Moitra said in her statement. After Sudhir Chaudhary, the editor-in-chief of Z News, did a full show to establish similarities between the Washington Monthly article and her speech, he later put out a tweet too to elaborate his charge. While this organized attack on Moitra was clearly aimed at discrediting her, the charge fell flat with the author of the Washington Monthly article, Martin Longman, himself coming forward to defend Moitra and blast her critics for falsely projecting her speech as plagiarized from his article. It was so well timed, with Z News microphone attempting to get a bite out of Mahua Mitra. Instead, Z got bitten when she read out Longman's tweet that read, "I'm internet famous in India because a politician is being falsely accused of plagiarizing me." It's kind of funny, but right-wing assholes seem to be similar in every country. Well, when an orchard is destroyed, do the seeds stop to exist? No, they don't. The seeds are there, fighting alone, till a new orchard will take shape. Some gyani lines there by me, but only to connect with our next story about mango seeds in Bihar. Well, the Bihar government distributed a fancy variety of mango called the Diga Malda and its saplings to the members of the assembly yesterday. Explaining the spirit behind the move, Agriculture Minister Prem Kumar said, "The Diga Malda variety mango is a specialty of our state, and its saplings are being distributed to encourage plantation." The move, however, did not go down with the opposition, which accused the Nitish Kumar dispensation of trying to divert attention from the encephalitis crisis in the state. Many legislators of the RJD and the Congress combined refused to accept the gift and alleged those who accepted it would be cursed by the families of more than 150 children who lost their lives to AES last month. Went off of India. No, not speaking like the millionaires and the NRIs and the OCIs, but just heading towards the international news, where North Korea has accused the US of being hell-bent on hostile acts, despite a recent agreement between the two countries to resume nuclear talks. Statement comes just days after the leaders of the two countries held a historic meeting. And as for Donald Trump has warned Iran to be careful with threats as they come back to bite you in response to Tehran's vow that it will exceed within days its uranium enrichment level agreed under the 2015 nuclear deal. Well, that is all that I have for you, except if you are a Jim Beam fan, well, here is not so good news for you. A fire in Kentucky has destroyed 2 Jim Beam warehouses containing 45,000 barrels of bourbon, which may have been caused by a lightning strike. As I sign out with this song that has always inspired the team that fought back to reclaim the Champions League title. Or as you may recall it, "You Never Walk Alone" by Jerry and the Pacemakers.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver sound of love. Walk on.